And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
It's time for UNC to make a statement to save its academic reputation. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. Last week's further revelation of the academic scandal that has rocked the Afro-American Studies program at UNC is much worse than even the NCAA probation linked to the original cases of academic fraud among certain football players. Although the specific names have yet to come out, this latest report by the News and Observer seems to imply that it goes deeper into the athletic department and, worse, involves members of the general student body. As sacred as was Carolina's 50-year pledge to stay out of trouble with the NCAA, the university's academic status as a so-called public ivy is even more hallowed. You can get through an athletic probation, fire coaches, clean up the mess, and move on. But something like this implies it is endemic to the curriculum, not just for few rogue players. That's why UNC needs to act even before all the evidence is in. Apparently, there's enough to force Julius Nyangara into retirement as of July 1st. And now, with hundreds of bogus classes, changed grades, and phantom professors, it appears that this has been going on for quite some time. Whether it preceded the Butch Davis era, which it looks like it did, or whether Davis saw it as a way to get marginally qualified athletes like Marvin Austin in and through school, that's moot. Critics are asking for Holden Thorpe's head over this, which is preposterous. The problems clearly existed long before he ever thought about becoming chancellor, and he is the one person who can make credible moves in the eyes of academia. He should start by suspending or shutting down the entire Afro-American Studies department, save for a few clean classes. That would contain the scandal within a rogue program while the university gets to the bottom of how the improprieties began and then grew to this proportion. There is no telling what will be found, but a prolonged investigation without some preemptive action will sully UNC's overall image. If this is a football and or athletics problem, those corrective measures have already been isolated. Shutting down the culpable department would underscore Carolina's pledge to clean it up. This is Art Chansky. See ya.